Remote Indigenous communities across Northern Territory acted fast to shut down and protect inhabitants from the risk of COVID-19. The move was successful, with no cases reported within communities, and the NT is now proposing relaxation of restrictions in June. John Patterson is Chief Executive Officer of AMSAT, the Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance, Northern Territory. He told The Wire's Isabella Carboni about the issues that have faced remote Indigenous communities during shutdown.
You will have heard and read about the lack of supply with personal protective equipment. That was a major concern, which we finally got on top of and got our fair share of supplies for our Aboriginal community controlled sector and those at the coalface, you know, our frontline workforce. COVID also exposed huge gaps in the Aboriginal health workforce itself, and also some of those other underlying issues and other key social determinants of health. And by that I mean housing overcrowding. We need governments to seriously consider addressing that sooner rather than later. It is around food security, another major issue that was exposed as a result of COVID. The lack of products and the supply into some of our remoter community stores was absolutely disastrous. And it took enormous advocacy work from the health sector and other peak organisations to ensure that government responded accordingly to get the supplies of those products into those remote community stores.
The federal government is currently discussing the relaxation of strict measures preventing non-essential travel to remote Indigenous communities. The CEO of the Central Land Council, Joe Martin-Jard, has said that they want the restrictions lifted on June 5th. Could this pose a potential threat to remote Indigenous communities?
I was also present at the meeting with the Chief Minister, along with representatives, the CEOs from those four land councils. I was asked what my view was. I responded that we would support the position of the four land councils in the Northern Territory. But what I did say is that we needed to be mindful, and I had 7 points from a public health perspective that we wanted to ensure were considered as part of planning and the lifting of the biosecurity restrictions to ensure pandemic planning processes is clear and integrated at local, regional and jurisdictional level to ensure the Aboriginal community control health sector is treated as a partner in the pandemic planning by police and the Northern Territory Government. Ensure that the pandemic plan is sufficiently well resourced, including that we have a surge workforce. And I stressed very strongly to everybody at the meeting that the government needed to keep strong border controls. And that's the security borders, you know, right around the Northern Territory. That we would obtain advice of experienced public health physicians in the Northern Territory and ensure no sustained community transmission. Consider lifting one region at a time if the risk was seen as lower in one region than others. And the final point was to assess the impact of easing COVID-19 restrictions to ensure no flare-ups prior to deciding to lift the biosecurity restrictions. So if there was an outbreak between now and the 5th of June, then we would take the appropriate action required. And we're still not out of the woods yet, but we've got a window of opportunity to get on top of some of those issues that were glaring during the last few weeks and months.
John Patterson, CEO of AMSAT, speaking to The Wire's Isabella Carboni.